ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope that you all have been doing well and that inshallah you all have had a wonderful week. So before we start with the recitation, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of this beautiful month in which, alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq of Allah, we find ourselves in currently. So it's the first week of Dhul Hijjah, and this month is one of the Muharramat, or the sacred months. It is known as Dhul Hijjah because it is a month where Muslims go for pilgrimage or Hajj. And even inshallah, you are not going for Hajj this month, we should strive to increase in our worship and also in our ibadah. So the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ mentions, no deeds are more pure to Allah Almighty nor greater in reward than the good deeds performed in the 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah. And then it is said that the good deeds done are even more beloved to Allah than jihad for the sake of Allah, which already has a very high status in Islam. So inshallah, keeping this in mind, we should strive to increase in worship, inshallah, read more Quran, tafsir, do more dhikr, and inshallah, fast if you are able as well. So if you have any missed fasts from this Ramadan, this is a perfect time to make up for these missed fasts, because you will get double the reward. So first one for the actual fast that you are making up, and then another reward for doing good deeds in this beautiful month. And inshallah, at the very least, if you're able to, try to fast on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah especially, and this is known as the day of Arafah. And the Prophet mentions that whoever fasts on this day, his sins from the previous year and the upcoming year will be forgiven. So alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful opportunity for expiation that inshallah we should try to take advantage of if we are able. And inshallah, I believe Arafah will fall on the day of Friday, and then inshallah Eid will be on Saturday. So inshallah, if you are able, try to fast yourselves, and try to also tell your friends and family to fast and increase in ibadah, increase in worship, get up for tahajjud, be more vigilant in your salawat, inshallah. And we pray that Allah makes it easy for us and that He accepts all of our good deeds. So with that, inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Baqarah last time. So we are starting from ayah number 94 to ayah number 101, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين ولتجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون. قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون. أوكلما عاهدوا عهدا نبذه فريق منهم بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون. ولما جاءهم رسول من عند الله مصدق لما معهم نبذ فريق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون.
And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So inshallah, the homework is ayah number 94 to 101, inshallah. So we are going to move on to the analysis of these verses, inshallah, starting from ayah number 94. So alhamdulillah, we are starting with the word qul. So here we have the letter qaf. Qaf is a letter that is permanently heavy, so we want to make sure that the back of the tongue is raised. Right after the qaf, we have lam with a sukun. Lam, as we learned, is part of lin umar. It is a letter of tawassut. So we rest upon this letter. Qul in kanat. So last week we learned some of the nun sakin rules. So here we have another nun sakin rule. This is the rule of ikhfa. Inshallah, we will cover that later on, but for now, just know that we are hiding a little bit of that noon sound. So you can just mimic the sounds for now, and then the ruling we will go over it later. So here we are going to say, قُلْ إِن كَانَتْ. So we are hiding that noon sound. كَانَتْ, we have the letter ta. So here we want a little bit of a hemp sound. So we want a little bit كَانَتْ. So a little bit air is flowing on the ta because it has a sukun. لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. Ra in this case is heavy. دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ. Lam is a letter of tawassut. So we are resting upon this lam. الْآخِرَةُ. So here ra is heavy in this case. عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Allah in this case is heavy. And we learn that Allah sometimes is light, sometimes is heavy, because the letter before the name of Allah is a letter with a fatha. So we have dal with a fatha. The lam in the name of ism jalala, or the name of Allah, will be heavy. Indallahi khalisatan. So here we have two letters that are always permanently heavy. They are part of khusa daghtun gilf. So we have kha, which is permanently heavy, and then we have sad, which is permanently heavy. Min dunin nasi fatamannawul maut. So here in al-maut, lam is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this lam. In kuntum. So again, we have the ruling of ikhfa. Inshallah, just try to mimic the sounds. So we are hiding the noon sound. We are adding a ghunna, and we are moving this noon sound into the nose. In kuntum. Mim is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this mim. Sadiqeen. Sad is permanently heavy. qaf is permanently heavy, and we are ending on a 4-count med, so we are pulling this for 4 counts. Sadiqeen, and noon is a letter of tawassut. وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ. So here we have a noon sakin, and again, this is another ruling of noon sakin. This is idgham. Just try to mimic the sounds for now. We are merging this noon sound into the ya. وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ. So just merge the sound, inshallah. Try to copy the sounds, and then the ruling, inshallah, we will go over it later on. يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا. So here you can see that there is a tanween. And right after that tanween, we have a small meme. So you can see next to the fatha, there is a small meme, meaning that we are changing this noon sound into a meme sound. This is another ruling of the tanween sakin rulings. So abadan bima. So I'm not saying abadan bima. So this is a meme sound. You can see that there is a small meme. So we are going to say this with a meme sound. Abadan bima qaddamat. Here, qaf is permanently heavy. قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Meme is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this meme. وَاللَّهُ. Wow has a fatha, and following that we have ism jalala, the name of Allah. So the Allah in this case is going to be heavy. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ. So again, we see that there is a small meme. This is a very easy rule to recognize. If you see that meme, then the noon sound will be changed into a meme. This is iqlab. So we are going to change the noon into a meme sound. Alimum bilzalimin. Wa in this case is heavy, and we are ending on a 4-count mad. Walatajidannahum. Noon has a shadda, so we are resting a little bit upon this noon. Meme is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this meme. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَاصَ النَّاسِ. Ra in this case is heavy. Sad is a letter that is permanently heavy in every situation. النَّاسِ. So again, we have noon with a shadda, so we are resting upon this noon. عَلَى حَيَاتٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So here in حَيَاتٍ, there is a tanween. So we are merging the sound into the wow. Inshallah, just try to copy the sounds. So the sound is حَيَاتٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Ra in this case in أَشْرَكُوا is heavy. يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ. Meme is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this meme. لَوْ يُعَمَّرُوا. عَيْن is a letter that comes from the throat, so we want to make sure that we are having a little bit of that sound. يُعَمَّرُوا. Ra in this case is heavy. Alfa sanatin. Lam is a letter of tawassut. Sanatin wa ma. So again, we have a tanween rule, and inshallah, we are merging the sound into the wow. Sanatin wa ma huwa bi muzahzihihi. So here, this is the letter ha. So we want to make sure that it's coming from the throat. Bi muzahzihihi. And then we are switching the makharij from ha to ha. So we are going from middle throat to lower throat. So we want to make sure that both of these letters do not sound the same. They are both separate letters. مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Lam is a letter of tawassut. عَ. عَيْن is from the throat. أَنْ يُعَمَّوْ. عَيْن again is from the throat. رَ in this case is heavy. وَاللَّهُ. The name of Allah in this case is heavy. بَصِيرٌ. صَاد is permanently heavy. رَ in this case is heavy. And again, we see that there is that small meme. So this is an easy rule to spot. Anytime you see that meme, we are going to change the noon sound into a meme. بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. عَيْن is a letter of tawassut, and we are ending on a 4-count mad. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ. So here we are hiding this noon sound. مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ. So here the lam has a shadda on it. So we are not going to say the noon sound in aduwan. Instead, we are going to connect it directly to the lam. Aduwan li jibrila. And then ra in this case is light. Li jibrila fa innahu. So noon has a shadda, so we are resting upon this noon. Nazzalahu ala. Ayn is from the throat. Qalbika. Qaf is heavy. Lam has a tawassut. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, resting upon the dhal. إِذْنِ اللَّهِ lam in this case in the name of Allah is light. مُصَدِّقًا صَاد is heavy, قَاف is heavy. لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَهُدًا وَبُشْرًا. So we are merging this tanween into the wow. وَبُشْرَا, ra in this case is heavy. لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ lam is a letter of tawassut and we are ending on a four count mad. مَنْ كَانَ, this is إِخْفَاء, so we are hiding this noon sound. مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِلَّهِ. So again we see that lam has a shadda, so we are merging this tanween sound into the lam. عَدُوًا لِلَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ. We see that there is a mad sign, so this is a 4 to 5 count mad. وَرُسُلِهِ, ra in this case is heavy. وَجِبْرِيلَ, ba is a letter of قَلْقَلَ, كُتُبْ جَد, and then ra in this case is light. وَمِيكَالَ, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, Allah in this case is heavy. عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. So lam, there is a shadda, so we are merging this tanween sound into the lam. And then the second lam has tawassut. كافرين, this is a 4 count mad. وَلَقَدْ, قَاف is heavy, dal is a letter of قَلْقَلَ. أَنزَلْنَا, lam is a letter of tawassut. أَنزَلْنَا, there is a mad sound, so we are pulling this for 4 to 5 counts. إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. So again, we see that there is that small meme. آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. So we are merging this meme, this noon, into a meme sound. وَمَا يَكْفُرُ, ra in this case is heavy. بِهَا, this is a 4 count mad, 4 to 5 counts, so we are going to pull this as a mad. إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ. So here, lam is a letter of tawassut and qaf is heavy. أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُ, عَيْن is from the throat. عَهْدًا, عَيْن is from the throat. And then noon is a letter of shadda, so we are merging this tanween into the noon. عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. So here, qaf is a heavy sound. مِّنْهُمْ, noon is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this name. And then بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ, lam is a letter of tawassut, لِنْ عُمَرْ. أَكْثَرُهُمْ, meme is a letter of tawassut. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, this is a 4 count mad. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ, this is a 4 to 5 count mad, meme is a letter of tawassut. رَسُولٌ, ra is heavy. رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. So here in رَسُولٌ مِّنْ, so meme is a letter of shadda, so we are merging the tanween into the meme. رَسُولٌ مِّنْ, noon is a letter of tawassut. عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ, so صَاد is heavy, قَاف is permanently heavy. لِمَا مَعَهُمْ, meme is a letter of tawassut. نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ, قَاف is heavy. مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, lam is a letter of tawassut. كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, the name of Allah in this case is heavy. وَرَاءَ, ra in this case is heavy. And then on the alif sound, this is a 4 to 5 count mad, because you can see there is a mad sign. ظُهُورِهِمْ, Allah is permanently heavy. Ra in this case is light. And then ميم is a letter of tawassut. كَأَنَّهُمْ, ميم is a letter of tawassut. لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, عَيْن is a letter of tawassut. And then this is a 4 to 5 count mad. And we are ending with the letter noon, which is also a letter of tawassut. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 94 to 101, inshallah. So inshallah, by the idhn of Allah, next Saturday will be Eid. So inshallah, we won't be having class next Sunday. So I would just like to wish you all a very happy Eid Mubarak in advance. And I hope that you all have had a wonderful week. And that inshallah, Allah accepts our deeds and righteous actions. Ameen. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class. So I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.